Call the Senate Education Committee to order. Today is Thursday, March 17, 2020. The time is 9:01 a.m. In attendance are Senator Coghill, Senator Begich, and myself, Stevens. We have a quorum to conduct business. Today we have a confirmation hearing for an appointee to the University of Alaska Board of Regents, the student regent, Ms. Cache Garrett. Any questions or comments before we begin? So we have Ms. Garrett with us online. Ask you to let us know your name and ask you then for a brief introduction about yourself and your interest in the Board of Regents. So, Ms. Garrett, are you with us?
My name is Cache Garrett. I am calling you today from Fairbanks, Alaska. Good morning to the members of the Senate Education Committee.
Yes, good morning, and we appreciate hearing from you and your interests and personal background and what you bring to the board.
Thank you, sir. I'm delighted to have this opportunity to testify with your committee today and to spend this brief time with you. As you know, I've been serving as the student regent of the University of Alaska on its Board of Regents for almost 1 year of my two-year term. It's been quite an interesting year, as you know. The duties of service required of UA Regents right now is indeed out of the ordinary. And several Regents are with me today listening in, and our chairwoman, Regent Sherry Beretta, wants you to know that she's at the ready to answer any questions if she can assist. When I started my service last May, I came to the job skillful and ready to deal with the challenges at hand. After the governor appointed me, he appointed me after I had been elected to be a nominee for this position by the student body of my home university in Fairbanks, University of Alaska Fairbanks, which was an unprecedented high voter turnout. And you are familiar, of course, with the region's main task presently, which is to create a university system in Alaska that aligns with the new budget while preserving our values and our mission to educate Alaskans and our guests from the outside. The workload of the regents in my first year has been about five times an average regent year, and this year has allowed me to gain experience and expertise that I don't know if I would have had such inundation of information after a full two-year student regent term. And this expertise has allowed me to get a full grasp of what's ahead in this changing environment. My main role is to be a clear conduit of communication from the students of Alaska to the board. And in this aspect, I have met regularly with students, both physically and telephonically. Though you know that my physical gatherings will be postponed for the time being. And the students feel very heard and honored at this time during a difficult process of reducing programmatic offerings and services to the students, which is, of course, a very difficult procedure. And to that end, the regents have accomplished a lot this year, and we're looking forward to, of course, the work ahead, which comes at a very interesting and rapidly changing time. I'm comfortable in the unknown and the uncertainty ahead, and I want to assure you that my experience, my education, my leadership skills have prepared me for this position. My background is in health and wellness. I'm a licensed massage therapist with the state of Alaska, and my orientation is with service and leadership. Since just an effort to be brief, I'd like to thank you again for this time to testify with you, and I would love to answer any questions that you may have for me.
Well, thank you, Ms. Garrett. Appreciate your service and your being here with us today. Help me understand the timeline. You are you have served a year as a student regent. This appointment would last through end of May in 2021. Is that right? Will you still be a student at that time? Is that a requirement? Can you help us understand the timeline of your service on the board?
For that question, and I want you to know that I also appreciate you and all of our legislators and the service that you do for our state. The student regent is a unique regent position on the Board of Regents. In statute, it says that the student regent must conduct an election by their student body and be submitted to the governor's team for nomination. Student regents, there can be up to two that are presented from each campus in our state. And the process moving forward from there is that the governor's team vets the regents through an interview process and then recommends to the governor the choice that one should make. And the governor appoints the student regent typically in late May. They begin their service June 1st. So the nature of this year, I jumped right in at the very end of May to the Board of Regents meeting. We were discussing budget pretty thickly back then and continued to do so. As far as the confirmation process, the student regent does get to begin service June 1st, and it comes around in April following that they get to be confirmed by the legislature. And, of course, this year we're speeding that up a bit. Does that answer the question thoroughly?
Thank you. I'll get back to you in a minute. I just want to I'm sorry that I didn't announce earlier that Senator Costello and Senator Hughes are online. So our full committee is here, three here in the building and two online. So I guess my question, Ms. Garrett, was will you still be a student when your term ends? Is that acceptable? Is that how things have worked before on the Board of Regents? What are your plans to complete your student activity? I mean, what time? When are you graduating? Just so help me understand that timeline, if you would.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that question. That is a really good question. So typically a student regent in their two-year service is more than likely an undergraduate student that would have 2 years before graduation, and it's all very timely, or they would resign from a regent position if they graduate before the term concludes. Myself, I'm quite unique, and I've come into this with 1 year of graduate school already accomplished before I began my term as student regent. So my graduate, my time in graduate school will take about 4 years, or 4.5 years even, and that's just fine with me. I can't think of a better thing to do with my time than be a lifelong learner and get a graduate degree at this time, and also to be a public servant at this time. So I'm wrapping up my second year of graduate school, and I'm looking forward to my third one, which will be my second year as and final year as student regent. And while my student regent position will conclude next May, I will still return for one more semester to finish my research work and to defend my thesis, and I expect to graduate in December of 21 after concluding student regent term in May of 21.
Thank you, Ms. Garrett. I appreciate your
It's been on my mind a lot too, Senator, because most grad students try to get out in 2 years, but I tend to like to take my time and do things a little thoroughly.
I understand. Thank you. So help us understand, serving as a regent, what do you see your goals in this coming year or more serving on the regents? What are you going to try to accomplish as a member of the board?
Thank you for that question, Senator. The main thing to accomplish is our very large task at hand, which is to attend to a declining budget. As you know, we've got a cut of $25 million in this fiscal year, followed by $25 million in the next. That will conclude my service, unless for some reason I continue as a regent or I'm able to assist the university in another capacity. Because on the tail of that is a third year of cuts to the tune of $20 million. So my significant duty right now is to support the board in the work moving forward of eliminating and reducing and restructuring so that our university budget matches what is presented to us. And so that's the major work. It takes quite a lot of energy and effort and time. As I said, it's about five times the workload of a normal year. And my focus is on supporting the students through this process. So I will continue to do that. I just hope that I can visit with our students across the state in person again soon.
Thank you, Ms. Garrett. Any questions from members of the committee? Yes, please, Senator Begich.
Hi, Cache. Good to hear from you. It's Tom Begich here, Senator Begich. I have a couple questions from you. I've talked to Regent Perdue and Regent Parker. They've said some pretty good things about your service to me. I have sort of three questions. One of them is, what is your take on the issue of the Anchorage, in particular the Anchorage School of Education failure to be accredited, and the absolute decline in teacher educators that are being trained at our university, and what are some of your thoughts on how you might address that as a member of the Board of Regents?
Thank you, Senator Begich, for that question. The School of Education issue arose before I even knew that my student body would want me to go forward as a student regent, and so it's all quite before my time. But as I strive to learn about what happened and continue to try to get a grasp of understanding that very complex issue, I understand that it is still with us. The board is still looking at how to rectify the situation of teacher education in our state, and I'm completely on board with wanting to do whatever we can to have quality teacher education. So it's very much in my mind as we move forward, balancing multiple issues. It's a key one. I would like to see if I can impact in the next year a way that our teacher education system is highly functional. I will do everything in my power to see that happen. I am personally very sad that we lost our teacher education program in Anchorage. And I guess I feel quite heavy-hearted that the students were negatively impacted.
Thank you for that, Cache, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Begich.
Yeah, the thing I bring up there too, Cache, just, I want to continue to put this on the record, but since spring of 2017, those enrollments have fallen from 1,419 to 872. And it's something that I'm really looking forward to the Board of Regents taking some action on. My second question relates to the President's initiatives during this time of crisis to try to drive consolidation of three campuses. What's your position on the consolidation issue that has been put forward, and how have you responded to that? How have you responded to that issue?
Thank you, Senator Begich. Through the chair, these questions are really good ones, and I just want to honor you for your passion for teacher education in this state. We need that passion as we move forward. I know the board is highly concerned, shares your concern completely, and wishes to rectify the situation just as fast as possible. As far as the consolidation efforts, when I first started with the board, I had a neat experience where the piece of paper I was looking at, which had some different options on it for moving forward with university structure, the one accreditation really jumped out at me as, pay attention to this. This is this could be the direction we're moving. And so I did. I recognized that, and I followed it. I talked with many, many students about it, and faculty and staff, and the overwhelming response at this time was that there was no interest collectively to move forward to a single accreditation, and no real proof of financial savings, which is the key issue right now, is that we save and reduce our expenditures tremendously. And so, as you know, the regents have paused that conversation until 2021. I don't know that it will come back during my term of service, a conversation around moving towards a single accredited structure. I guess I would say I personally have not been in support of that idea, but if it presents as we are in a rapidly changing environment and the details change on the daily, and if there's, you know, if new information comes forward in the future that is the way to go, I know the board will be open to considering that and to hearing public testimony moving forward. But at this time, it is not on the table, and I don't see it coming back. There's too many other important things to deal with. The one issue that is emergent that we're all facing currently, and then, of course, the ongoing issue of budgetary reduction.
And my last question, if I may, Mr.
Yes, Senator Begich.
I'll leave the budgetary questions for other members of the committee that they may have. But my last question is, as a regent, you know, on the issue that we're kind of dancing around, the COVID-19 and how that's affected the university, it's just going to be an open question for you. But just how far, you know, give your just some of your general thoughts and responses on, as a regent, what you think the regents and the board's responsibility in this matter is, and I'm not asking for anything quite comprehensive, just your thoughts on that. Cachet, are you still there?
Yes.
Mr. Jimmy, you want to ask her if she got the
question? Thank you for your patience with me while I compose myself.
So the question was about the COVID-19 and the impact it's having on the University of Alaska, and any responses that any issues you'd like to bring up on that while you're here speaking with us.
And Senator Begich for the question. It's I guess I can't really speak to it at this time because we're still quite in the unknown.
Sure, that's okay. I don't want to put you on the spot on that.
My apologies, Keshe.
Crying right now because I've witnessed a major disruption to students' life and sense of safety and well-being. And these are some of my priorities for students, is that they feel safe and respected and loved and upheld during a very difficult time for the university. The COVID-19, very unexpected complication in all regards. And one thing that I know for sure was that our university community is very strong and we're very united, and we are going to come together stronger through all of this. But I'm emotional right now because I've witnessed students vacating campus and having so much uncertainty right now, and you know, it's really out of my power and control to change the circumstances as they are. But of course, I will do anything I can to serve. The role of the board during COVID is to ensure that students' needs are met, their questions are answered, and we empower, of course, our administration, our staff, and our faculty, who are all reacting marvelously in spite of these recent complications.
Well, thank you, Ms. Garrett. I appreciate your sharing your thoughts with us. If we could go back to the issue of the School of Education, we have an enormous need in this state, and one of the shining lights has always been that we'd educate Alaskans and they would to go into teaching, and that has always been a major goal of the legislature, and the university and the president has responded to that, and we were shocked to learn of the loss of accreditation in Anchorage. Where do we go with that? Do we, you did talk about consolidation. Do we have one school of education in three locations? Do we have two schools of education, in one in Fairbanks, one in Juneau, with them providing services in Anchorage. Where do you see this going regarding educating Alaskans to become teachers?
Senator Stevens, thank you so much for the question. I do not have the answer, of course, as one single regent about the direction that we will take, but I know that the board is going to make that a priority focus for the coming year and ongoingly, and it is a huge priority that we educate our own teachers in Alaska. I have confidence that we will be able to reestablish a highly functional teacher education program. Myself, I'm familiar with how it's been a priority for our state for years. During my undergraduate, I witnessed a very strong PTIS program, and I had lots of friends go through that. And myself, I considered the one-year Master of Arts in Teaching. I wish I had done it immediately after undergrad, because I would have been certified teacher immediately, and that's a credential you can take with you into the future. However, I did that, and I see in my peers that they are keen to get an education to become a teacher and stay in state, and so I know that we'll rectify it. I wish I had an answer for you right now, Senators, and I apologize that I do not, but I'd be happy to keep you apprised of the situation in the future as more information comes and as we tackle the accreditation situation with that particular school and structure of that school.
Oh, thank you, Ms. Garrett.
I just want to really acknowledge that I hear you, the priority in that, and it's mine as well. I share that, and I will do everything I can moving forward to make sure that we have a strong teacher education program in the state.
Great. Thank you for your comments. We have Senator Costello, Senator Hughes online listening at this time. Either one of you have any questions you'd like to direct to Ms. Garrett?
I do. Thank you, Senator Stevens. This is Mia, Senator Costello, and I appreciate, yes, being able to call in. I actually did listen to the testimony in Senate Finance and appreciate the opportunity to ask some questions here in Senate Education. And in terms of the declining enrollment, when the university has presented to the legislature, we see that the declining enrollment preceded any budgetary constraints that the state has had. So I'm curious about the specific steps that have been taken to increase student enrollment, and what, you know, what steps are going to be taken in the future to to keep those numbers growing instead of going the other direction.
Thank you, Senator Costello. I hope you're mending well. And Ms. Garrett, did you hear the question about declining enrollment?
Yes, sir, I did. Thank you, Chair Stevens. And through the chair, Senator Costello, thank you for your question. The first thing that comes to mind that I want to share with you is that the declining enrollment is a problem across the nation. And it's, you know, to be frank, it's not going away. And that problem, it will not go away. And as we see more complications in our current world environment, we're going to continue to see declines. So I wish there was a more positive thing I could say, but I'd rather be very honest with you. This is a nationwide issue, and I think it will be a worldwide issue, because some of the stuff we're facing is it's beyond Alaska. It's beyond the border regions. It's beyond the university system. And I'm talking about, the situation with COVID-19. We're going to see some negative impacts from that. I guarantee it. And we're seeing negative impacts with decline with our budget situation. And, yeah, they were existing before, and students do seek education opportunities elsewhere. But I believe that we're going to see a overall significant decline nationwide. And I say that because I implore you, as members on the same team, this is a team effort to educate our state. And so we really need the legislature on board and the governor to encourage education at the state level. And until those things are really in every citizen's eye, in every citizen's heart, then we're going to see declines. So the issue is bigger than simply the university's efforts to attract students. I will say that the university makes great efforts to attract students, both within the state and outside of the state. And I am thrilled every time I see an ad, whether it's on a website or in a magazine, or if I hear from our administration what efforts they're making to recruit, to go out into rural communities and let individuals know what the university can offer them. Now, it's a tricky time to be recruiting and to be boasting about our university because we are, as you well know, in a process of dismantling some program offerings. So we've got, you know, we've got multiple issues facing us where we are, we're having a declining enrollment with teacher education. We have a declining budget. You know, there's a declension all around. So how can I turn that and frame that positively for you? You've got a lot of people in Alaska who care passionately about education and about educating our state's populace, and myself included, and we are committed to the work through the thick and the thin and through the very, very challenging times ahead. So you've got a bunch of very committed people supporting the mission, and we're not going to fail. We're going to see some suffering ahead, you know, make no mistake about it, but we're going to pull that, and I think we're going to learn together how to shift. You know, we just can't do things the way that things have always been done, and I think we're seeing that in many areas in the world right now. Like, we can't do things the same, and so we all need to be very innovative and creative and collaborative and come together to move forward and to have strong, successful universities that have different trends in student enrollment, right? We want higher trends. We want all of our Alaskans educated. So together, we're all in this together on that same mission. I hope that answers the question and wasn't too disheartening, Senator Costello.
Thank you. Further comments, Senator Costello?
No, thank you, Senator Stevens.
Thank you very much. If I could follow up on that question, Ms. Garrett, You, as a student representative, I assume not only represent the students that are currently in the university, but the students that may be coming into the university later. And I'm quite concerned that it seems that when people choose not to go to the University of Alaska, many of them are choosing not to go to any university. Some go outside, but many do not get any further education at all. So I'm concerned about the reputation of the university and you as a representative of potential students. What is that reputation right now? How bad is it among potential students?
Thank you, Senator Stevens. I have not expanded due to the heavy workload of the year that I've served on top of my graduate studies. I have not been able to branch out into high school audiences or, you know, extended Alaskan student audiences to ascertain that information, how they feel about prospective, you know, being a prospective student to the U of A system. But what I do know is that U of A is quite accomplished, a world-class university with many, many offerings to attract students from all across the board of all ages. And I wish, I would like to, if things can settle down a little bit, to be able to get out into high school audiences and talk to them about my personal experience. I would send people to our schools, even now, in the midst of chaos, rather than any other university in any other state. And that's not to belittle or judge any other state or university. I just have a lot of pride in mine. I'm alumna from UAS Southeast, and I'm looking forward to being alumna from UAS. Excuse me.
Thank you, Ms. Garrett. Senator Hughes, I is online as well. Senator Hughes, do you have a question?
Yes, I have several. Thank you very, very much. And one of the things about going forth in the lineup, some of the things have already been covered, but it also triggered some questions. And first, I want to say, Ms. Garrett, I can tell you have great roots. Your childhood in Palmer puts you in a good spot. It's a great place to grow up. And so I thank you for stepping up and being willing to serve. Senator Costello brought up the fact that the enrollment was on the decline prior to the budget reductions, and you mentioned that it was a nationwide problem. And I would like to point out something I hope you can carry forward to the board. And we have learned that there's been an effort. The university has worked on increasing the middle college enrollment, in other words, high school students who are working on their high school degrees, but also working on gaining college credits and potentially an associate degree by the time they graduate from high school. And I think this is a tremendous opportunity for the university, first of all, to help get students so they won't leave out of state, so they will continue. But also it's a savings to many of the school districts. So I hope that you will carry that forward to the board to help combat the enrollment decline challenge. So that's just a comment requesting that. But my question is, you having to do with reputation that Senator Stevens just brought up, and you mentioned that the university is a world-class university. Well, that's a great marketing phrase, and I would like it to be. But I know if you go to U.S. News World Report college rankings that we are not at the top. There are certain programs, I think particularly at UF, that do rise up in higher rankings. But in general, we aren't. And we aren't, students will choose, some of our high-achieving high schoolers will seek to go to what they think are schools that are higher quality outside. And we aren't necessarily across the board drawing in students nationally or globally. UAF does some, and there are some who come to Alaska because they want to enjoy our great outdoors, you know, and the activities in our gorgeous scenery, but coming actually because the university is world class, I don't think we're there. I would like to see us get there. And so my question to you, and this long rambling of mine, is you mentioned that it's a tough thing trying to reduce some of the programs maybe that aren't the high need programs. And to me, the way you become a world class university is you have particular programs in your university system that are superior to the similar programs around the country. But you can't be all things to everyone in all programs. So you've got to pick a few programs where this is really where Alaska can shine. And so I'm wondering, have you thought about, or is it something you would take to the regions to focus on a few programs that we could really focus on and develop? And if so, what do you see those particular programs where we could become world-class and where we could draw students in from around the nation and around the globe and keep our own students here, because this it would truly be the best place to get this particular program. And when we go look at the college rankings, we would see these particular programs, you know, are in the, let's say, the top five. So I'm just wondering if you could tell us what programs you think might be the ones the university should focus on to get us to truly be world-class.
Through the chair, thank you, Senator Hughes. Thank you so much for that and for acknowledging my sweet little hometown of Palmer. It is a precious place to me. Yeah, the middle colleges, I had the opportunity to learn about that in the recent months and to attend a celebration of a UAF launch of a middle college. And I believe that the board is all very excited about these opportunities. Also, it really feels like a major reflection of the changing trends that we are seeing nationwide, just how higher education is undergoing a shift. To where that will end, we don't know, but we're seeing it, we're witnessing it, and middle college is, it looks like, a way of the future, where we're educating younger students at a higher level, and they're graduating, hopefully, with an associate's at the highest level at the same time as they're getting a high school degree. I am fascinated with these opportunities. They didn't exist when I was graduating from high school, and I'm interested in paying attention to the success of these programs.
I anticipate they will be highly successful. And I share your concern with the declining enrollment and what can UA do to attract students. And some of the programs I think that are going to be key for the future, of course, are any of the STEM. You know, it's pretty simple, reading, writing, arithmetic, right? These are things that have to stay for all education opportunities. People need that basic stuff. Science is key for Alaska. Our climate research is key for Alaska, and of course the social and economic studies that we're doing. And I really would like to hear from you, actually, Senator Hughes, about what programs you would like to see be superior, because it's important to me, and I know the board shares this, to hear from our state leaders. We want to hear from you, hearing from your constituencies, what you want us to prioritize. And I just want to emphasize that it's a team effort. Like, I as a regent and as an Alaskan, really rely on all of you. So I, with that, want to invite ongoing conversations like this. I'd love for you all to reach out to me anytime to move anything to the forward to the board. So, Senator Hughes, yes, I will continue to express interest in seeing successful middle colleges and successful programs that make our institutions great and on the international arena. I also want to emphasize that I personally believe that we, the world, are undergoing so much rapid change right now that it is really difficult to concretely answer questions like this because we're seeing such rapid shifting. So I think it's important for everyone to be able to step back and look at the overall picture and to see the things that do emerge as just build gems, right? Like looking at the university situation and seeing what pops out as incredibly special to really safeguard and strengthen, as well as, you know, from a state level, just stepping back and looking at everything that we're seeing and understanding that the changes are unprecedented. And so really important that we continue to communicate with each other with the needs of the state in the near term, in the medium term, in the long term.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Can I follow up with
that? Yes, please continue, Senator Hughes.
Yes, and thank you for that, Ms. Garrett. And I, you know, you did flip the tables a little bit on wanting me to answer. I don't think about it and breathe it like a Board of Regent might every day. I would say things that make, I would say at the top should be things that, such as Arctic studies and climate change in relation to being where we are on the globe, that those kind of things really make sense for Alaska because you're probably not going to have that at a university in Oklahoma or Tennessee, so those kind of things. But then any other programs where we're particularly shining, where we have something that really seems to be working, and I'm not sure what those would be, but I hope the regents would focus on that because I believe that's how we're going to draw students and keep our enrollment up and improve the reputation and the university then become of interest to high school students as well. I did want to bring one other thing, Mr. Chair, if I could, a slightly different topic, but also related to, Senator Begich's questions about the education program.
Yeah, certainly, Senator Hughes, and I agree with you on the issues that we should be focusing on. It seems to me biology, fisheries research, wildlife management are all particularly important to Alaska, and that would be an area that I'd like to see really stressed. But go ahead with your question, Senator Hughes.
Yes, your list is spot on, too, Mr. Chair. In regard to the education program, we are trying to turn the ship around with our K-12 students as far as proficiency in reading particularly this year. Senator Begich has a bill on that subject. And when we've asked the university in the past about their reading and method instruction to teachers as they're training teachers, they seem to be somewhat defensive that they're doing it correctly. And yet if that were the case, we would be able to pinpoint across the state University of Alaska graduates that are teachers where their classrooms are really doing it right, and we're not seeing that. So I think there is work to be done in the education program regarding how we teach a teacher to teach reading. And so I would ask that you would carry that to the Board of Regents instead of being defensive and saying that we're doing it right. I think the attitude should be that we should be improving. We should be looking at how we're doing. We should be seeing if it's working because, I would like to see the university actually track the teachers that graduate from the program and then be able to monitor, how it is working in the classroom. And if it's not working, the method needs to be revised. And I think that's where we are. So I just wanted to mention that, if you could take that back to the board. And then my final question, that was a comment, so the last question I have, Mr. Chair, for Ms. Garrett is, you mentioned that the main priority and focus right now is realigning the university system, considering our budget realities. So that's the first priority. That's a big focus, very time-consuming in the work of the region. So my question would be, after that, those budget considerations, what would be your second priority as a member of the board?
Through the chair, thank you, Senator. My second priority for my term is really to get students through this with a lot of love and compassion. So I think that answer might fall short of what you're looking for, but that is my answer, is to make sure that I'm doing everything I can to support the students of Alaska during a time of deep transition. And one that comes with a certain amount of suffering attached to it. For the long haul, my priority is for a strong state education, superior. And I share that with you. And I'm humbled to hear from the Senate Education Committee today what your priorities are. And I almost wish that we could have had a working conversation previous to this, and I guess my point is I'd like to invite that in the future moving forward, is that I communicate with you all there. Appreciate your service. And I haven't personally heard Senator Hughes people say that we're doing it right, so we don't need to shift. And I rather hear that there's a lot of shifting needed. And reading is, as I mentioned, one of the main things that is needed coming out of education, the reading, the writing, arithmetic. I was lucky to have a mother who taught me to read when I was 2 and 3 years old, and I went into early education with flying colors, passing an early entry examination. And I think I really want to highlight to you right now is, if I were in charge of the state, I would have reading being taught to younger students by older students. In fact, I would have most subjects being presented by older students to younger students. I think that's a model of education that we're missing. And if we really want to be proactive, we would collectively look into what that means to have more mentorship and tutorial from older students to younger students. And it's something that I wish I had right now as an older student mentoring me and guiding me through the graduate program that I'm in.
Thank you, Ms. Garrett. Senator Hughes, further questions?
No, thank you very much.
Well, thank you. I just want to add to the discussion on reading. Of course, we've spent a lot of time with Senator Begich's bill, and we learned a lot along the way. But I think one of the things we learned, first, as Senator Hughes mentioned, is that we need to have the university producing teachers who are adept at teaching reading to children. But also, we need to have the university prepared to help teachers who are already out in the field to make sure that there are smaller programs, shorter programs, maybe workshops that would bring them up to best practices as well. Senator Begich.
Thank you. And Cache, I just have a last thought, and this one's going to be a little uncomfortable, I think, for you, and I apologize for that in advance. I'm supportive of your nomination, and I value deeply the endorsements that you've received from Regents Purdue and Regents Parker, two of the regents I work most closely with, and they are strongly supportive of your appointment And, of course, I've known you for a number of years. I just, one of the reasons we ask these questions, and sometimes the questions are directly to topic as they have been today, and sometimes they are not. The reason we ask a wide range of questions is because we also want to know about the temperament of those who serve on boards and commissions, and we need to know about how they will be and how they will work with other public leaders. And it's not so much a question, and you may not choose to respond to it, and that would be fine because it won't affect your response or not response, won't affect my choice to support your nomination. But what you wrote recently in a text to a number of people that you believed another senator ought to be reprimanded for asking you questions that were hard in the Finance Committee. And I need to tell you that raises questions around your temperament and around your ability to work under situations where there may be criticism. And I don't know if you want to respond to that, and I'm not. I just, it was a member of my caucus who asked some very tough questions that may not have felt that they were related. We saw them in testimony. All of us, I think, have watched the testimony. And I guess I would caution you, even as a member of a Board of Regents, that we have a tough job here, too. And our job is to ask questions that do get to the heart of whether or not a person can comport themselves in a situation of public trust. We're all under the same demands here, and I know you and I know each other. We've known each other for a decade. I trust that you will do a fine job and continue to do a fine job on the Board of Regents, but I would just suggest to you that as hard as those questions may have been, it is the role of a senator to ask those questions. And it is not necessarily the appropriate response to ask that people reprimand somebody for asking the tough questions that we have to ask. I hope that you understand that, and I wanted to put that on the record. I felt the need to do that. I respect your service. I look forward to it continuing, but I wanted to be sure that was clear, and that if you did want to respond, that you had an opportunity to, though I would suggest perhaps limiting. You might want to limit that response.
Through the chair, thank you, Senator Begich. I'm actually really grateful to you brought this up because it's been on my mind and my heart since my first Senate hearing, which, as you know, did catch me off guard, primarily because the senator you mentioned and I are quite literally on the same team. We are serving a mission in support of our individuals and our state. And so I guess what I want to say is that as a leader, I do expect exceptional leadership. And if I was out of line, of course, I apologize. But I think the thing that's important is that legislators do have an ability to communicate with a person off the record to ascertain the nature of a situation before they expose it in a public manner. And I'm grateful to you for bringing it up again because it's important for you to know the reason why I ever entertained the idea of moving forward into a student regent position is because my first year of graduate school was quite traumatic. My experience in my department was one of extreme mistreatment. And I took objection. I take great objection to the way I was treated as a student in any state institution, let alone a graduate program that I was looking forward to for all my life, to being a graduate student. And I didn't expect to be so poorly treated by those who are there to help me cultivate my greatness, and my skills, and my utter successes in life. And I can only continue to contemplate on my situation that, the silver lining is that I discovered a program that jumped out at me as a program that I need to be studying in, and this speaks to Senator Hughes, too, and Senator Stevens. I jumped into a program called Arctic and Northern Studies, and it's a highly functional program with students who really adore the scholarly material, the professors in the program. And
I think it's important that you know that because of my experience being so unpleasant, that it my reaction was to want to step up and, you know, make sure that students don't have that unfortunate experience that I had, because a lot of other students are not as resilient as I am and courageous as I am. And if you see this as, you know, reactivity problems, it's probably something I can continue to work on. But I do believe that senators are not outside of natural law, and natural law is to respect individuals and privacy, and perhaps moments that are traumatic in their lives, that they could have information before they make an accusation or such. I don't regret how that Senate hearing went down. It allowed me to share with you in the legislative process, which is an honor to me. You know, I stepped up to this for a reason, and that's to serve, and that is to learn lessons of humility. I'm not afraid to learn those now and in the future. You know, I'm here to learn and grow, and I understand I'm in the public eye, and I'm willing to do that. I feel called to it. And I really appreciate you, Senator Begich, for bringing that up, and I'd be happy to discuss this with anyone off the record. If there's a follow-up phone call, I could be available to receive that. But I guess I really want to emphasize that as I grow in my leadership, I hope that I grow more and more respectful of others, and that I lead them with a heart of love and with an intention to serve despite all odds and circumstances that we are facing in the near term, in the future, with the changes that are coming at us. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you for that, Mr. Chairman. May I?
Yes, please,
Senator. Just you mentioned Northern Studies, and I know this is it's going to sound odd after that last series of questions, but I wanted to be sure that we also didn't forget anthropology and history, which are necessary as part of our Alaska programming. Thank you for that answer, Keshe. I appreciate it very much, and I appreciate your comments about a need to learn and grow in these positions and the nature of discovering our own humility in these processes. I think we are all going through that that process now. So thank you.
Aren't we?
Thank you.
Senator Begich, I really appreciate you and all of you.
Well, thanks. I really appreciate your response there. You know, we've all probably everyone has experienced hard knocks and experienced some mistreatment, but I really appreciate your thoughts about I would just categorize them as about resiliency and humility and being in the public eye. I always think the best response if you've been treated mistreated is always civility, and I'm not familiar with the particular instance that is being referred to, but thank you for your resilience. That's very crucial. If there are no further questions from the board, I will open this up to public comments, and I see nobody in the room. We've closed the building, so that's understandable. Staff is here. Sherry Beretta is online as a member of the University Board of Regents. Ms. Beretta, do you would you care to make any comments?
Just one moment.
Sherry Beretta is on the University Board of Regents. I believe she's online from Anchorage. Can you hear us, Ms. Beretta?
Hi, I'm sorry. Yes, I actually am multitasking because I'm on another call with leadership from the university dealing with this situation with the virus and how that affects our students and employees. So. I apologize. I do have just a comment that Regent Garrett has been through a challenge, and I appreciate the questions that were given to her. I think she has answered those with a great deal of thought and composure. I think the initial hearing that she was in, there was some stress that caused I'm not meaning to make any excuses. I just want to say that in the meetings that I have had with Regent Garrett as a regent, she has been professional and thoughtful. You know, I think everybody has different reactions to situations, and she's an emotional person, but she cares deeply, and I think that as far as representing the students, she puts that at the forefront. And in this time of uncertainty within our university and our state and our world, having stability through her term would be helpful for the Board of Regents at this moment in time. And so I appreciate the process, and you know, as we're as we look at the student regent position, part of it is that we look to them as future leaders. The 5 years that I've been on the Board of Regents, we've had some amazing young people that are now in our community that we look to for leading us into the future. And so I look for great things from Regent Garrett. And, you know, the dynamics of the university right now, I could probably spend an hour, and I won't go into that, but we have some real challenges, and we're hopeful that we can work together to get through this current crisis and to deal with the big issue of education. We have that on our agenda to deal with amongst all the other challenges that we're dealing with. So I hope that this hearing is favorable for Regent Garrett, and I speak to support her. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Beretta. Sorry to take you away from other issues like the coronavirus. I appreciate the problems you're facing, and thank you for your service on the Board of Regents. If there's no further comments, we'll close the public hearing. Any other comments from the members of the committee? What is the will of the committee? Senator
Chairman,
Cockrell.
In accordance with the Alaska Statutes 3905-080, the Education Committee reviewed the following and recommends the appointment be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. That is University Board of Regents Cache Garrett Fairbanks. This does not reflect an intent of any member to vote for or against the confirmation of the individual during any further sessions.
Thank you, Senator Coghill. Is there any objection to that motion? If not, then the motion passes, and I'll take a brief at ease to sign the report. Back to order. We've signed the report. An announcement that tomorrow's meeting of the Senate Education Committee is canceled. If there's no further business to come before us, we're adjourned at 9:59.